If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Here we are, guys. Last break of the day. Thank you for the birthday wishes. I appreciate it.
One time birthday, girl.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, Carla. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I hope you enjoy your day. Mm-hmm. Have a wonderful, blessed birthday, girl.
Yep, what you gonna do? So far, so good.
You're getting a burger. We established that, right? You're getting a burger.
Oh, we are? Yeah. Okay. Let's get it. I love burgers. Cheeseburgers.
Yes.
Cheeseburgers.
Yes.
Gotta be cheese. Lots of pickles.
All
right. Lots of pickles.
And a strawberry cake, right?
Uh-huh. Strawberry cake. Told you about that earlier. I used to like strawberry shakes, too, but I probably just...
You eat all that, you ain't gonna make it, too.
But I can't. I can't do it now. Can't do it now. Not at this big age. Can't do it. All right, you guys have some questions. Steve, you ready to close us out?
I stay ready.
Okay.
Come on. I got some friends that's going through it. So give me your opinion on this. Two relatives who have just completely fallen out. Mm-hmm. And you know, us as relatives looking at it, watching it unfold, and we see what the problem is, but you know, you don't want to pick a side, you don't want to make it look like, even though you know what's right or what's wrong. How do you approach this? Do you leave it alone because it has nothing to do with you? Or do you try to at least fix two family members that if this don't get fixed, it's not going to ever get fixed? They're going to be
apart. I've often had to mediate several family disputes. And it's a cool thing to do. I would get involved because, you know, something, usually what happens with these family disputes is the both of the parties want to be heard. Ain't nobody listening. And you've got to get everybody to hear what the other person is saying. And that's what you have to do. So I would get involved to try to get them, because there's three sides to every story. It's your side, it's their side, and it's the truth. You can only get to the truth by hearing both sides. But when people argue, man, have you ever argued with somebody where their whole intent is to be right?
Yeah.
That's a frugal argument, man. That's an argument where you're not going to win. When a person's whole goal is to be right. I have this young kid that I mentor, and he messes up quite often, right? And I try to straighten him out. And the whole time I'm straightening him out, he telling me the why he did it. Okay, man, I got why you did it. And then in the why he did it, it's always why he felt like he should have did it that way. Okay, cool. I got that too. But do you understand the consequences of your actions? What you did has caused this to happen. Yeah, but I was right when I said this. You know what, man? My father-in-law said something that I've always remembered. He said, just because you can do something don't mean you should. And do you know how many people, man, do stuff because they had the right to do it, but they shouldn't have did it? We live in a country that's supposed to be freedom of speech. You're free to say what you want to say. But should you, though, all the time? The answer is no. Well, I got the right to say what I want to say. You do. But that don't mean you should. You have to practice some form of discretion. So when I see two people arguing, and I'm listening to them. I saw some people arguing on the Family Feud set one day. We were all sitting around, and these two people were having this argument. And I was sitting there listening, you know. And I said, hey, y'all, can I say something here? I said, I don't think you all are hearing each other. What you said was this. Now, when they said that, what did you hear? And the person said something completely different from what they said. I said, now, tell me what you said. And then the lady said what she said. And then I asked the other guy, I said, now, what did you hear her say? This is what she said to me. I said, that's not what she said. So you got to get people to listen to what the other person is saying and try to develop some type of understanding. Because if you don't, it'll just go the wrong way. So to answer your question, if it's family, I would try to mediate it. Because sometimes you need an outside set of eyes and ears to be able to see and hear what each other is saying and present the case that way. But now, here's the problem. We all know somebody who, I don't care what you say, they're going to stay right over there. I know some people like that. I don't care what you say to them, they're going to stay over there. I don't know if it's because they just stubborn. I don't know if because they just hell-bent on being right. And I think it's a combination of both things. I have a family member right now that creates a narrative to justify everything they do. And they sit there with their partner. And they both unify in this narrative to justify their actions. And everybody else can clearly see it's wrong. But they done justified it. Well, you can't win like that. And then Bishop Bronner, I tell you, man, that man says something. He said, be careful of people who are victims in circumstances that they created. And boy, that's a tough one right there. And so I know a lot of those people who are victims, all in circumstances. I had a guy tell me, he said, you iced me out your life. I said, hold up, young brother, do you not remember telling me that you would never talk to me ever again without the presence of an attorney? Do you remember saying that to me? Now, you done turn around and say I iced you out my life. You told me you wouldn't talk to me without the presence of an attorney. So you created this situation. Now you the victim. Man, miss me. So mediate if you can, but recognize who you're talking to quickly. And if you're talking to a person that ain't going to change, sway, they stubborn, or they going to justify all they means, then you're wasting your time. Let it be. Pray for them and move on. Those are my closing remarks today. If you didn't like those closing remarks, we will be here willingly, God's will, tomorrow. And you might like those. Have a nice day, y'all. Talk to God today. He would absolutely.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.